Good morning, everyone. This week we're reading Parshas Naso, the second Parsha in Sefer Bamidbar. And in light of having Shavuot earlier this week and listening to Birkas Kohanim, figured that it might be interesting to focus in on Birkas Kohanim in this week's Parsha, because this is the source for Birkas Kohanim. In fact, Hashem tells Moshe to tell Aaron, Daber el Aaron v'al banav, to speak to Aaron and his children, and say to them, Kosavarchu es bnei Yisrael, as such, the following you should, with the following words, you should bless the Jewish people. Amor lahem, say to them, Yevarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, Ya'er Hashem panav eylecha v'yichunecha, Yisa Hashem panav eylecha v'yasem lecha shalom, that Hashem should bless you and keep you, and Hashem should shine the light of his face, so to speak, upon you, and be gracious to you. He should lift up his face, so to speak, upon you, and bring you peace. And then, concluding this section, Hashem says as well, V'samu es shemi al b'nei Yisrael, that Hashem will place his name, that I will place my name, Hashem says, on b'nei Yisrael, v'ani avarchem, and I will bless them. So the question that's raised from here is, who is blessing the Jewish people? Is it the Kohanim or is it Hashem? Because at the beginning it says, Kosavarchu es b'nei Yisrael, you should bless the Jewish people. And at the end it says, Ani avarchem, I will bless the Jewish people. So explains the Abar Ben El that it's obviously not that Hashem, that the Kohanim are blessing the Jewish people, because how can Kohanim bless? How can they make something happen? They don't have superpowers. They don't have divine ability. They don't have the ability to cause outcomes to occur. It's Hashem who has that ability, and Hashem only. And so, explains the Abar Ben El, there are three types of blessings. The first type of blessing is blessings that Hashem gives to man. And when Hashem gives a blessing to man, it means that Hashem causes good outcomes, outcomes that people perceive as positive, that they experience as good. That's blessing. There's also the blessing that we give to Hashem. The blessing that we give to Hashem is really a form of thanks, a gratitude. The third type of blessing is the blessing that man gives to another man, that a person can give to another person. That form of blessing is actually a form of tefillah. It's a request. It's saying, may you, and that's actually, interestingly, how these blessings are typically translated, may you have, etc., may the Lord, etc. So in that case, the experience is actually an experience of the Kohen asking Hashem for a blessing for the Jewish people, and it's a commitment that if Hashem asks for that, then Hashem will do it. Then he will do the blessing. He will do the actual giving of positive things, causing of positive outcomes. And what comes out of that is that, as in all other tefillah situations, that the individual who changes, who is changed by the experience, is actually not the people receiving the blessing, but the Kohen who is giving the blessing. They experience the primary change, as Rav Hirsch explains that to mitpalel, to pray, is a reflexive experience. And so here too you would anticipate that it's a reflexive experience as well. And it's meant to impact this entity that is in power, that is in a spiritual position of power, of being the one who is closest to Hashem, literally, in the Beis HaMikdash, to remind those people on a daily basis who they actually are meant to focus their intentionality, focus their work on. And for us as well, to remember that in all of our pursuits, to also have that sensibility of who we're focusing on. And so it's very interesting that the custom that we have that develops out of Birkas Kohanim is the custom of Birkas Abanim, of blessing our children, where we also, on a weekly basis, return our focus to our family and remember who it is that we're doing all of these things for, and remind us to focus our energies upon them. Have a good week and a good Shabbos.